The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
Dancing is just as wrong as it's always been. It's the front door to adultery.
Hi fans of the greatest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia, I'm Phil Gray, this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. A fantastic way to get episode 445 underway. We've had the band before, they're called The Little Bits, from Jennings, Louisiana, a track written by J.D. Roy, the father and leader of that band, The Little Bits, all, as you could probably tell, very, very young people. Together from 67 to 69... And you can join them on Facebook. Just search The Little Bits. And a Facebook post there says they've recently discovered more reels of unreleased studio recordings and some memorabilia. Cool track. Great band. Great story. The Little Bits from Louisiana. Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
I think that I love records.
Well, this episode is packed with obscurities. And here is one, a B-side from a band called The Insane, released on Allen Associates, July 1967. The Insane, made up of students from Southington High School, Plainville High School, and Bristol Eastern High School, all in Connecticut, are very much influenced by The Who, started rehearsing in 1967, calling themselves The Wrong Bunch. May 67, they did some recording at the Thomaston High School Gymnasium, then a follow-up recording session in 1968, and somewhere among there, this track emerged. This is The Insane with Someone Like You.
Someone like you.
with Phil Gray on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
But they said that I've been wrong. Will still turns, but I know so how they've lied. Somehow they told me I'd been alive. Ropes around me like a blanket of pain. So surfing heavy, there's no room left in my brain. You don't have to be so nice.
Three obscure American garage tracks, The Insane, Someone Like You, followed by The Chosen Few on Takeover Records. 7-inch 45, we took the B-side called Get In On Life. The Chosen Few from Vermont also went by the name Chosen Few from St. Michael's. Get In On Life, under that latter name, off the Diggin' for Gold Volume 10 comp. Then we had The Mere Existence. They're out of Binghamton, New York. 1967 demo from The Mere Existence, a track called The World Still Turns.
They'll let rock and roll come in and steal the virtue of the boys and girls and steal their emotional fervor and not realize how poisonous it is.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, here is an ultra obscure track from a band called The Effects. The track is called I Won't Be There. Apparently the B-side cover of the Beatles track Boys. So this is The Effects with I Won't Be There.
They're adding so many more things to make our children go astray. Today we have the drive-in theater. Have you considered what goes on down there? It's nothing more than a spawning house for sex. What's shown on the screen is nothing but raw sex and violence. And there's no supervision.
Thank you. dozen different recordings of every work, how do we find the best? Rely on the critic. Nothing escapes him.
Comparisons are odious, but inevitable. What are we to make of this version, for example?
Thank you. come up to my room. And then she made me feel all right.
Hi, this is John Brain from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
Cuts out of the States, the effects top of the set with I Won't Be There. Then the Half Beats, an acetate recording off the fantastic comp She Was So Bad, unissued 60s Garage Acetates Volume 2. The Half Beats. A side of that acetate recording called Should I. Then we had the Hangmen from Rockville, Maryland. They're a band that wanted to distinguish themselves from the other American garage bands, so they lured a Scottish vocalist called Dave Ottley into the band. Had a regional hit in Washington with What a Girl Can't Do. Later on, they travelled to Nashville, recorded an album called Bittersweet, from which I lifted their cover of the fantastic Gloria. Then that set ended with a band called The Fabulous Bachelors out of Oklahoma on Rick Record Company, B-side of their Walking the Dog single called Not Like She. Hold tight. Lots of global garage coming up next.
Some of the records are so suggestive, until even the disc jockeys won't even play. Can you say amen?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Here is a band called The Fringes, actually Los Flecos. They're out of Spain, emerged out of Madrid in 1965. It was all over by the end of 1966, but they were considered one of the best Spanish bands. Los Flecos began partly due to the success of Los Brincos, who were a huge Spanish band. Members came from a number of veteran groups such as Los Flaps, Los Pecanicos, Los Estudiantes, and Los Sonor. Their first EP, 1965. And this track is Valas Poco Para Mi.
Thank you. Phil Gray
and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
You'll see more birds than you've ever seen ever in your life.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Three Latino tracks, Los Flecos out of Spain with Valles Poco Por Mi, top off that set.
Then we had Lost Shakers. Picture and information on our Instagram and our Facebook. Lost Shakers, part of the Uruguayan invasion of Latin America, formed in 1964 in Montevideo with brothers Hugo Fattoruso and Osvaldo Fattoruso. They were huge Beatles fans. They formed the band after watching A Hard Day's Night. Their debut LP had a Spanish language of the Beatles' Ticket to Ride on it. 1968, they recorded an album called La Conferencia Secreta del Toto's Bar. Psychedelic influences very much influenced by Sgt. Pepper. So, hugely influenced by the Beatles, Lost Shakers. We had a track called Me Rieri. Then we had Lost Knacks, picture and information too, on our Instagram and Facebook. Lost Knacks. Also huge lovers of the Beatles. Originally they were called the Snakes. 1967 they were recording their first demo and were selected to record a new Beatles single before it was known in Argentina. So they recorded Yellow Submarine with Norwegian Wood on the B-side. But we had Lost Knacks out of Argentina, a track called Me Siento Mal y Deprimando from Argentina's Lost Knacks.
Did what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah. Let's head over to Europe. This one's from the Netherlands. It's a guy called Art Bruver with Johnny and the Cellar Rockers. I don't know about Art Bruver, but Johnny and his Cellar Rockers was a Dutch band, featured guitar player Jan Akkerman and Pierre van der Linden, who joined Akkerman in The Hunters and in Focus. So this is Art Bruver and Johnny and the Cellar Rockers. This is called Vias.
Feasts! Mijn broodje, er is een grote vette slak. Dat is zo vies, zo vreselijk vies. O, zo vies. Mensen, luister, wat voor iedereen geldt. Geen meer vreugde, maar dan is er een kans dat je wurmen kan. Ah, 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 mooie rode biefstuk. Een vlieg ze hun eitjes legt. Dat is zo vies, zo vreselijk vies. O, zo vies. Je wurmen kan, ah, 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 mooie rode biefstuk. Waarop een vlieg ze hun eitjes legt. Dat is zo vies, zo vreselijk vies.
Oh, my God, what you Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Well, it's a set of tracks out of Europe. The Netherlands, then two from Yugoslavia. So we had the Bruva and Johnny and the Cellar Rockers, top of the set with Vias. Then a band called Iskre. And I'm going to do my best at pronouncing this stuff. On a label called Tequila. 7-inch EP from the former Yugoslavia. Iskre. Track called Kucha Izlazacheg Sunka. We, of course, know that one as House of the Rising Sun. Then a band called Kamaleoni, picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook. Slovenian beat band, active 65 to 68 in the former Yugoslavia. Kamaleoni, track called Gidje si Ijabavi. That's my guess anyway.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They not only oppose the principles of that heritage, which has given us our rich institutions and laws, but they advocate their overthrow.
We were going back to Latin America for this track, and it is from a band called Los Belkings. But there's a story with this one. Los Belkings, 1963, formed by Wilfredo Sandoval Moreno. They came up with a name for the band by choosing a whiskey brand called Belkin, adding the G with an apostrophe to give it a kind of Anglo-Saxon air. But the reason I'm including this track, and we're going to hear from Willie Sandoval himself in just a second, is he has just been honoured by Peru's Ministry for Culture, and this is some terribly bad Facebook online translation, but it reads, recognition of Ministry of Culture for Mr. Wilfredo Sandoval as a personality meritori of culture by the transcendental apport of the Peruvian rock achievement by positioning it internationally through the Belkings group. So Willie Sandoval received this revindication of Peruvian rock, as it's written, with an official certificate from the Peruvian government. So high honour indeed, and our congratulations to Willie Sandoval of Los Belkings, original and influential Peruvian rock band. And I'm going to hand it over to Willie now to introduce this track from Los Belkings. It is Empujando Fuerte.
Hola, soy Wilfredo Sandoval de Los Belkings. Nosotros nos gusta escuchar la radio Retrospective 16 Garage Punk Show y hay mucha buena música que ustedes pueden disfrutar de ella en Retrospective. Les agradecemos que tengan la amabilidad de escuchar todo el listado que hay en Retrospective. Gracias, que tengan ustedes un buen día.
Is Peruvian band Los Belkings, Willie Sandoval, and again our congratulations to him, and what a delight to include their track Empujando Fuerte, their version of Pushing Too Hard. Bring us to the end of Retrospect episode 445. I'm out of here with an instrumental from a band called The Sevens on Leola Records. This is a band out of Switzerland. These guys also had a self-titled album in August 1965. Described as, at best, invasion-style, beat-flavoured garage, but a very, very rare record, selling for up to $3,000, so super rare and obscure. The Sevens, this is called Pan Am, out of Switzerland, and I'm Phil Gray, of course, for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We'll be right back.
connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.